And it is 5 minutes past 11, Live 9.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
There are so many great people in our organisation in Australia, and particularly in Sydney and Western Sydney, that do so much great work. And we'd be here all day telling the stories of so many people. But today we want to put under the spotlight a person who represents an amazing organisation, and that of course is Rotary, and in particular Castle Hill Rotary. And really delighted to have Director Andrew McIver on the phone. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Andrew, tell us a little bit about Rotary. We hear about, if I can just say respectfully, the Salvation Army or Lions Club and Apex and a whole range. The Rotary, they're an amazing organisation, been around for a long time and do so much work. Tell our listeners about their world.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I'm relatively new to Rotary myself, so I'm still learning a lot about the organisation. It's an amazing organisation of people that come together embedded in all of our community, whole cross-section of people. And really the underlying objective is to do good in the community, to make a positive difference, and to do it at a very, very local level. So our vision or the very short one-liner that we use is service above self, and it probably summarises it really, really well for me.
And is that initially what drove you there? I mean, that's a very powerful group of words. Very powerful.
Yeah, it is actually. I think you know, our Rotary Club is probably a good reflection on all of the Rotary Clubs across Australia. Is a mix of people who are still working and people who are retired, so all different times of life. And for me personally, you know, it was an opportunity to work with people to give back to the community. You know, you get so tied up in your day-to-day life and your working life. You know, there's a lot of people in our local community who do need help and support, and the Rotary organisation is just a fantastic group of people who are committed to really doing something to contribute locally, and that's what attracted me to it, you know, and I still get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
And you can tell that by your tone and your voice, your conversation and your passion, which is great to feel that. I mean, we interview, I think you're about our 210th interview that we've had over the last 12 months, and it's really great to have people who really are committed and passionate about what they do. Where do you meet, and what's the type of process that goes by? Because we're hoping people might want to consider looking at Rotary as an activity, a not-for-profit organisation to join and use their skills. So tell us about the routine, if you like, about Rotary in Castle Hill.
Yeah, happy to do that. Yeah, look, we meet, our club meets every 2 weeks. We meet on a Wednesday evening, and being the Castle Hill Club, we meet locally. So we're actually up at St Joseph's Convent in Bella Vista, and normally we kick off a meeting about 7 o'clock. Actually, as it turns out, at the moment we're on Zoom because of COVID. Obviously, we can't meet, so we adapt pretty quickly in the changing circumstances. And look, the types of activities we get involved in on the club night, we'll go for an hour and a half. We have a meal together normally. We share and talk about many of the projects that we're involved in and any personal updates. And then we always have a guest speaker coming in from somewhere else in the broader community. Sometimes they're local. Sometimes we'll Zoom in or connect somebody from elsewhere in Australia or overseas and try and create, I guess, some interest in ideas and opportunities and things for our club members to think about and to take away with them. But the big focus for us as a club is obviously both the fundraising and also the service projects that we work on. So we, at any one time, we would have a number of service projects that we're pulling together to try and have a positive impact on the community. And we're also fundraising, and sometimes they go hand in hand, or sometimes we're doing fundraising just to get a little bit of money together that we can have available to help people who might come along in need. So, you know, wide variety of activities that we get involved in.
Well, Andrew, let's look at the wide variety of activities that you get involved in. Then after the break, we'll have a look at some of those fundraising activities that would encourage people to get in, put their hand in their pockets and join and really get behind you. But so what are some of the services that you've been involved in since your time at Castle Hill Rotary?
Yeah, look, as I said, only a couple of years in the club, so I'm still very new and learning, and we do have club members that some of them are up to 40 years and have seen a wide variety. But for me personally, the one project we got involved in last year, which really inspired me, was We saw the explosion in Beirut on the 4th of August last year, and we decided as a club to really try and make a difference and to raise some money and to be in contact with that, with the Beirut community. And so that was one in particular that we spent a lot of effort and resource on supporting. And I'm happy to tell you more about that if you'd like.
Absolutely. I mean, you would have had to live under a rock not to see, you know, the media's attention to that particular tragedy. And interestingly, as one of the things I love about all of your organisations and Rotary that we're speaking about at the moment is you see something, it's not a question of sitting down and umming and ahhing, you go, we're in.
That's absolutely how it works, Jim, yeah. I mean, it was amazing. With the Beirut explosion, we had three of our...
Can you just remind our listeners about that, please? What apps? I can still vividly see it.
Yeah, look, on the 4th of August last year in Beirut, unfortunately, right in the midst of a pandemic and on top of an economic collapse that was happening in Lebanon, we had this really unfortunate port explosion, which had a massive impact on the community. It destroyed hundreds of acres of land and buildings. It killed many, many people. And there was really a call to arms in the Rotary community globally to see what we could do to help, because a lot of the normal disaster relief organisations were also hamstrung by COVID. So you really, they were very reliant on Rotary on the ground in Lebanon, you know, on the ground in Beirut, who were local people living in the local community who could make a difference. So two or three of our members got together one evening and they said, hey, listen, you know, we've got a connection to the Lebanese community. We would really like to start a project and to try and make a difference here. And so from that small idea was born a very, very major project. And look, what we actually ended up doing was focusing on how to raise money for a St. George's Hospital, which was destroyed in the blast, and the neonatal unit was completely destroyed. And the hospital said to us, look, we need about $91,000 to rebuild this baby unit. And so all of Rotary across Australia got together and we kickstarted it and we created this amazing project. And in the end, by the end of last year, across Australia, we had raised $91,000 to rebuild that St. George's unit. So, yeah, it was just fantastic, really inspiring and really fulfilling.
Andrew, we're going to go to a little break, but I think people need to understand it happens in August. At the end of the year, which is only some 16 weeks later, you've raised $91,000 for the neonatal clinic and hospital in Beirut in Lebanon. An amazing story. We're really delighted to have Andrew McIver, Castle Hill Rotary Director, telling us the stories of the great work that they do. We'll be back after this break, and you're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim.
Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line here at Spotlight, Andrew McIver, as the director of Castle Hill Rotary, telling us about the great work they do and the story in particular that they took on last year of helping Beirut during that incredible, I can still remember the vision of seeing that around that port. And out of that bad situation, you're able to resurrect and build a prenatal clinic again and help so many people there. So we congratulate you with regards to doing that. We originally were going to get you on to talk about a big event that raises much-needed funds. Unfortunately, yeah. COVID's put a bit of a blot on that. Tell us about the... Sorry, Darren.
I was going to think it's 500 miles or something like that. That's what I chose the song
for.
But Andrew, can you tell us about what you've had to organise but then postpone with all the stay-at-home orders?
Good question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you're right. The song is absolutely appropriate. People don't have to walk 500 miles. We have a lot shorter distances, but still just as much fun. Look, we've had to delay our cross-country challenge. So the event is what we call a cross-country challenge. It's the fifth year in a row now that we're running it. Originally, it was programmed for the end of August, but we've now rescheduled that date to the 10th of October. So it's absolutely confirmed as the 10th of October is obviously as long as we're able to come out of our lockdown situation. Look, to be honest and very appropriate, the advertisement you had in the break there, we feel very passionate about supporting mental health in our community, and Cross Country Challenge is all about raising money for our local mental health institutions. So we're going to be supporting Headspace, Positive Vibes Foundation, Youth in Search, and also Domestic Violence, the Lisa Harnham Foundation. So 5th year in a row, this is our single biggest fundraising event. It's a fantastic opportunity to get involved in a really fun day.
What do you hope to get out of that in the sense of, from a monetary point of view? We all set objectives when we do fundraising or trying to do jobs. I mean, that's five amazing charities. We've both Darren and I have interviewed a number of those charities, and I think you're right on the money with regards to the great work that they do in our community. What are you hoping to raise in an ideal world?
Yeah, look, a couple of years ago, pre-COVID, when we last ran the event as a physical event, and we run it at Ballarista Farm, so it's very local, we had 350 entrants on that day, and we raised over $20,000.
That's fantastic.
So, that was an amazing support from the community. Look, we've set a target for this year of $10,000. We're cognizant that the environment's a bit more challenging, but we are still hoping to get over 400 runners this year. And, we've been a little bit disrupted, but we know that the community are keen to support this run. We have a lot of people who come back year after year after year. They bring their families, they bring their kids. And we have three distances. So whether you're walking it or whether you're running it, you can do a distance to suit your need. But not only the monetary fundraising, Jim, I think the other thing about it, which we really see every year, is just the opportunity for people to get involved, to get out for a fun morning with the community, to meet other people. It's just that personal interaction, which I guess we all miss in a sort of a COVID environment. So we sort of hope that on the 10th of October, we might be one of the first events coming out of COVID where people in the local Hills community can get together and have a fun morning and also, contribute a little bit of funds to this fantastic cause.
Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful. You have a great group of people who are so committed to just, as you said, it's all about trying to put yourself second and the community first. I think that's an absolute wonderful takeout for me this morning and really reinforces what Darren and I try and do here at our radio show at Spotlight, of really celebrating what the great work, whether it's with regards to the Parramatta Jail that we've spoken about, whether it's about Rotary, whether it's about whatever it is, to make the world a better place, and we're absolutely delighted. What about more members? Are you looking for more members, Andrew?
Yeah, look, we absolutely are on the hunt for more members, more interested people all the time. We had actually our largest increase in membership last year. We're up to 36 members now. So
that's big.
It's a lovely sized group. There's a whole cross-section of different people, or ages and backgrounds, and we're always after more members. As you've heard, hopefully this morning, we like to get our teeth into some nice, meaty projects. And the great thing about the membership is that people bring their own ideas, for projects. So, if you've got a particular passion or something in the community that you're interested, you'd love to come along and join a group and see whether we can support that. We're all absolutely open to that, and we also love to have people just come along as a visitor, come along one evening and have a meal, or at the moment it's a Zoom meeting, but just come along and meet the group and see whether it's something for you. If you want to get in contact with us, the easiest thing to do is to go to the Castle Hill Rotary Facebook page, and there's a little button there that says send message, and just press that send message button, and somebody will be back in contact with you, and we can definitely have a chat. So, yeah, absolutely. Love to hear from anyone.
So, Andrew, given that the cross-country run has been delayed, what are you seeking to do between now and, say, October as some sort of alternative activity to keep the community engaged in these trying times, but also your members engaged within the Castle Hill Rotary?
Yeah, look, we're definitely, firstly, from a membership perspective, we're still running Zoom meetings and Zoom interactions. And we also like to think ahead to other projects that we might have on the agenda. So we're just starting some work on a new project in the Philippines, believe it or not. So it's really in the embryonic stage, but it's about supporting, working with an organisation called Women in Compassion, and working to put a program together to support women who are released from prison in the Philippines. So even if we're not able to be fully active in the community during the COVID period, we're still doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So that's just another example of a project where, you know, and there's a lot of planning and thinking and working that goes on behind the scenes, you know, during a sort of a COVID period. So, yeah, plenty for us to get our teeth stuck into if people are interested.
Absolutely fantastic. Can I, on behalf of Darren and myself, thank you so much for joining us this morning, representing not only yourself but Rotary and the great work that you do. It's been a real privilege to have you, and we wish you all the very best. Please keep us abreast of what's happening with Rotary in the sense of your public work, and we'll be here to support you as much as we can, Andrew. So thanks for joining Darren and myself on Spotlight.
Thank you, Jim and Darren. It was an absolute pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
Live 90.5.